Yeah, man, dude.
We had a, we rented a room, which was, I made a studio out of it at the airport.
I see.
And, let me see. She's married again, but I don't know what her name is.
Okay.
And when it looked like he was going to be there, she called me.
This was where? This was in Huntsville here?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and this wasn't his secretary, was it? Or was it Bonnie Holmes?
No, it was a well-known ambitious.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll think of it.
All right. Martha?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Martha Sims.
Yeah, Martha Sims.
Oh, okay.
And she was very, as a matter of fact, she was extremely helpful throughout the whole thing.
I see. What year would this have been, C.E.?
Long time ago.
Right, we're going back a while, aren't we? Was still assigned to Huntsville then, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Okay,
and
so...
As a matter of fact, it was presented to him at a big party. Tremendous party, actually. And,
hell, I may have been there, too, and
I think you were.
I'm not remembering it either, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. Very well done. They,
Martha could tell me, give me the date and everything.
She can. She gives you the date exactly.
Okay.
And she was extremely helpful throughout the whole thing. Matter of fact, I don't think I could have done it without her.
I see.
And anyway, it was a nice thing, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed having the fourth down like that.
Well, every time I...
Sky part.
that's a good line. Now, where did you get your model for the rocks that he's sitting on? Legend has it that those are Montesano rocks.
They're all made up.
All from your imagination.
That's right. That would have been Marion's Rock. It used to be called Marion's Rock at Inspiration Point now.
I see.
But Marion's Rock was the original name of it. It was all the way back in 1903.
Okay. So, now, is that at that lookout point on Montesano?
More or less. Not exactly.
Right.
But more or less, that was what I had in mind.
I see.
So
that's that inspiration point that you pulled from your recollection.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't have to go back. I knew it almost by heart.
Right.
And so that part of it was very simple. when you look at the photos, one thing is especially, it makes that especially unlike anything else, he has the sharpest crease in his trouser leg of anybody in history.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's my face.
I'll study that.
I looked at it and I shut up because I shouldn't have done it that way. But anyway, I enjoyed doing it. And I enjoyed my work on the wall. I was very happy to give it to the city and my small.
Sure. I see. Did you do that as a pro bono contribution or?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, that is. I never knew that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you call him Werner or Dr. Von Braun or?
I called him Werner.
I see. Many portraits?
Yeah.
I see.
But just those different people in town.
Sure. I didn't realize you'd done that many.
I didn't because either. Because you're... I'll tell you the truth, I didn't either.
You're mainly known for, of course, other works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wasn't necessarily portrait, but Betty was a portrait.
I was going to say Betty was the specialist in that area.
That's right, yeah. And she did, I think, from the time she started. She started in Connecticut. She did a couple in Connecticut, Bridgewater, where we lived, and finished the rest of them up down here, and she did 350.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Yeah, she was never without a job to do.
Mm. Do you dabble at all in your painting anymore?
No, I don't.
You've retired from that.
I pretty much have, yeah.
Sure.
And I've been so for about the last 4 or 5 years.
Right. I understand. Do you remember any other stories you might have from your other encounters with Werner?
Let me see. I remember having a long conversation with him.
call that. Give me a ring, please.
Well, I will, but if I can, I don't know what I'm gonna be able to say to that.
Sure.
That's a long time.
You're going way back there.
Yeah. Well, how have you been, Bob?
I've been doing well. I've gone through some health problems in the early 90s, but I'm feeling great now.
Good.
And had a few intestinal surgeries, but I've never felt better, and things are super at work. I'm still with the paper. I'm working on 42 years right now.
42.
And of course, when I came here and married Barbara of the Dennis Watercress family, Barbara Byrne,
yeah,
I thought, well. Yes, that's right. That's right. He sure did. In that wonderful letterhead business. And I thought, well, I'll stay here 3 or 4 years and then move on to the big city newspaper somewhere. And I just fell too much in love with this area.
Well, it's easy to see how you did.
That's true. I think I'll stay. Of course, you went away and you got a taste of other sections, and I'm sure loved that. That was the thing to do at the time, and then came back home.
Yeah, it's a pretty good place to be, I think.
Right, sure.
And we instead of say we missed
her. Sure, I know you. Know you miss her.
But we.
Good.
So we like it very much.
I'll bet you do. Do you know? Did you know the Harveys, or do you know the Harveys? Porter, who died recently, and Sam Harvey, his son, who run the paper, right?
No, I thought you meant Mason Porter. I thought you were talking about Mason Porter.
Oh, no, yes, I could have been. This is the folks that had the, and have the Advertiser Gleam newspaper.
Oh, here in Gunnersville.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did meet the gentleman. I met him after he had, what do you call it, bungee jump.
Oh, yes, on his 90th birthday.
That was all over the United States.
Oh, it sure was.
And I swear, I don't know how that man lived through that.
Isn't that something?
You know, he was tucked around like, I'm telling you, it's just like his head and all his arms and legs are gonna fly off.
I know, it looked like he'd break apart, but.
He was some kind of fella.
I admired him.
Well, we read it, and it really is a wonderful little paper. And the guy speaking this morning.
Is that how they put it? That is something. Oh, me. That is classic. And that, you know, if somebody dies who was the town drunk, they tend to say that,
oh,
don't
yeah,
they?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I got your number, C.E., because I had misplaced it, I think, from Jane Monroe this afternoon, and she said y'all talk every week or two, and
oh, yeah.
And she said to give you her love.
But Jane, yeah, well, they moved back, I guess.
Yes, they did. She said they dumped all their furniture from Montgomery at their lake place and are trying to sort it out and bring some order to it.
Well, then for a while, Jane had 3 houses to take care of.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a lot to do.
She's down to 2, and she's happy with that.
Well, I tell you, I think they both enjoyed it while it lasted.
Right. Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. It's an experience for me.
Oh, it was. See, if I can ever do anything for you over here, please let me know.
Well, I
just
will, Bob.
Reach me through the newspaper, or I'll be happy to give you my numbers.
Well, I tell you what, I'll probably get through the newspaper.
All right.
You on the masthead over there?
Am I on the what?
Masthead.
You know, I'm not. Since I moved,
you are.
I function really as assistant publisher, and I'm in the management box that runs every day in the paper. That gives all the managers of the various departments and sections. So that's right. But I'm in that little organizational box every day, but not on the masthead, right? But you can get me real easy there.
Well, this is Bob. It's awful nice to hear from you.
much, man.
And wish you well with your book.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right.
And all the best to you.
If I can help you, brother, let me know.
Okay, will do.
Okay, Mike.